For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's basketball team. Won twice last weekend on the road at St. Cloud State. Final road games of the regular season. Joined by senior Nick Wagner out of Galesville, Wisconsin. Nick, how badly did you guys just flat out need a win?
Say, really bad, obviously. We knew probably to make the playoffs, we got to win. Still win four in a row. So we just know every game at this point, it's basically treating it like do or die.
So you guys won the first game of the year, and then you had won one since then. Did you start to second guess yourselves, and maybe the second guess the process at all, or not?
Not too much. It's of course a little bit natural to do it, you know, some if you lose that many in a row, but we know we have the talent to do it. We know obviously Mankato is a good team, and we beat them pretty easy first game of the night. So we know we have it in us. So we just do everything we can to stay confident, like you said.
So you come out and you win on Friday. Playing back-to-back nights against the same team is hard enough. But, yeah, you come out and you get a win on Friday. What was your guts doing? What was, were you anxious, nervous going into that Saturday game, knowing that, they know everything about you and you know everything about them?
Not too much. Kind of treat it the same like every other game. Even though we're playing the same team, it's, same game. Just trying to do the same game plan, execute the same way we always do.
It seems like as your team goes, you're following Derek Thompson. He's been your leading scorer a bunch so far this year. I was thinking when I saw you with 30 points next to your name there in the box score, I'm like, well, that is a darn good night if, somebody other than Derek can have be your leading scorer. And, oh, by the way, it was a 30-point night too. And, oh, yeah, Derek scored 20. When you guys have secondary and even a triple threat of scoring, how much more dangerous are you?
Of course, balanced scoring is good just because defense got to guard a lot more guys. And we know Derek, of course, is a great scorer. That's the reason he's our leading scorer. But we also know we have a lot of other guys that can score as well.
Momo is a guy who is not real big in stature, but he's not afraid to go into the middle of the lane and mix things up, is he?
No, for sure. So with his speed, he's awfully good in transition, awfully good getting to the hoop. So. He obviously played really well on Friday. He had a huge night that game, and we know that opened up the lane, opened up the 3-point shots for me and Griff and Tyler and all the guys we had that can knock down shots.
You again had 30 in the second night. What's going right for you right from the get-go to get to 30? Because that's hard to do in this league.
Just kind of like I said, Momo got me a couple open shots right away, and then after you hit a couple, you just get some confidence and just keep letting it fly.
I think most shooters are that way. When you hit that first one, you're probably thinking you're going to have a good night. I'm sure you've had nights where you miss the first, maybe the second, maybe even the third. As a shooter, how hard is it to just keep chucking that thing up there and having confidence in yourself?
Usually not too hard just because, you practice shooting a lot. And something I've done my whole life is keep shooting, whether I'm making or missing shots.
You guys will finish now with four at home. You think you need a bunch of wins yet to make the playoffs. How much is playing at home going to be a factor in that?
Yeah, it's definitely nice to play at home and not have to travel. If I'm not mistaken, we finally get fans this weekend at home. So that's, of course, another plus is to get, a home fan base behind us.
Has it started to feel normal, with fairly empty gyms and having to create your own atmosphere?
Yeah, for sure. It's, really not that different, though, just with how much you play pickup and practice, and you play a lot of basketball without fans there, so it's just a small adjustment for it to be in the game.
Are you a trash talker or not?
No.
I'm sure you know some guys that are. When you're in an empty building, it's a lot easier for refs to hear what's being said. Has that led to some guys getting into trouble this year?
I think it's the same as always, just a little slightly more noticeable. It's really not any different.
What's your major here at BSU?
Exercise science.
What would you like to do when your basketball days are done?
Still not 100% sure, but plan right now is probably be some sort of strength and conditioning coach. But that's still kind of up in the air, so I'm kind of just focused on basketball right now.
Nothing wrong with that. Best of luck this weekend, Nick.
Oh, thank you.